Life Audio.
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Bible Podcast with Tricia and Michelle. We're just two friends reading through the Bible chronologically and encouraging you to do the same. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Daily Bible Podcast, or go to our website, dailybiblepodcast.net. We are going through the one-year chronological Bible, and we have links for that in our show notes and also at our website.
And we have a community group. Just look under Facebook Community Groups for Daily Bible Podcast. And I asked recently, and I said, how long have you been following along with us? Some said, since the beginning, since January 1st, I have been here every day. Some said, you know, I just found you a couple weeks ago. And maybe you're one of those people that this is the very first podcast. Mm-hmm. Welcome. We are so excited to have you here.
Do you know, Tricia, that we've been going for 12 weeks so far?
That's like amazing.
12 weeks so far.
That's amazing.
That's really so cool. Like, we're a fourth of the way through the Bible. I mean, we're still only in Deuteronomy. Well, we did read Job already, but yeah. We're a fourth of the way through the Bible. Isn't that exciting?
That is a huge accomplishment. Huge.
It is so, and I'm just thinking of the fact of all that we've learned. And I'm like, how is my brain going to be expanded in the next 12 weeks? And then the next 12 weeks and then the next 12 weeks. I'm like, what is my brain going to look like?
I feel like every time I open God's word, I'm like, oh, this ties to that. And this ties to that. It's just like all these connections are being made in ways they never have been made before. And it truly is God's spirit breathing like this truth into our minds. Cause I don't know, Michelle, I'm not smart enough to be taking all this in. So God is truly just breathing. Okay. What about this, girls? Michelle, I'm going to tell you this part. And Tricia, I'm going to tell you this part. And for those other people listening, I'm going to tell you this part and you could all talk about it. It's just awesome. I love it.
It is so cool. And I think a lot of it is coming because we're talking through things. Mm-hmm. And so like you just said, someone's getting a light bulb here, someone's getting a light bulb here, and then someone else, but we're all talking through it. And so then we're like, oh, this is a different perspective. Because when we read, we might be reading on one plane level. And then you're reading maybe on a higher level or on a lower level. But anyway, what we're doing is we're helping color in the lines and color the depth in everything. And it is so cool to do together in community. I am so loving our time together.
Me too.
Okay. So Deuteronomy, we are reading Deuteronomy today. Deuteronomy 29, verse 2 through verse 29. Then going on to Deuteronomy 30 and Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 29. Okay. So Moses here, he is finishing up his sermon or sort of the laws, but he's talking with the people. They are all together. Remember we talked last week and they were all this big, large group of people, which I am still in awe that through Moses's voice, to which my husband Joe was like, Michelle, you know that they did not need a sound system. You know that everybody, even those in the very, very, very back who could not see Moses, could probably hear him because that's just how God works. And I was like, I was so concerned about the sound system. And it's we don't need a sound system. We know that when God wants his people to hear things, they're going to hear things.
That's so
good. Just remember that so Moses he's finishing up his time with the people. He's reviewing the covenant with them, this important covenant that he wants his people to have with God. And when Israel agreed to the covenant, they agreed for themselves, but not only for themselves, for the future generations. And that's huge. You're basically saying, okay, I enter into a covenant with you, God, not just for me, but for my future generations. I mean, that has some pretty significant implications. And then we continue to see the language of be aware. And it reminds me of being vigilant of being watchful. And it also reminds me of 1 Peter 5:8. And we talked about this, I think a month ago or something like that. You brought it up, Tricia, was just that we need to be sober-minded, be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And so when we see language like, be aware, we do. We need to be vigilant and we need to be watchful, because there is something that God is teaching us. There's something that he wants us to be careful of. And today we also saw how Moses is reminding the people that when they choose God, they are choosing life and they are choosing to worship God and to obey him. And if they turn their backs on God, if they turn their backs on choosing to worship him, choosing to obey him, they are choosing death. And in Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, I love this. The key to your life. I've always wanted to know what the key to life is. I've always like, what is the secret to life? Well, according to Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, the key to life is to love your God, obey him, and commit yourself firmly to him, which kind of goes back to being watchful, being sober-minded. You know, Moses's journey is coming to an end, and he's handing this off to a young leader, to Joshua. And he's telling Joshua, you need to be strong. You need to be strong. You need to be courageous. And he's also reminding him that God will not fail him. You don't fail God. He's not going to fail you. And just as I'm talking through what we read today, I'm just seeing today was filled with such good things compared to yesterday with those curses. Today, I feel uplifted, even though we're reminding ourselves to be watchful and vigilant and be aware. There's just so many good things. And I just felt like as Moses is handing things off to Joshua, there had to have been excitement. I mean, there was obviously some sadness knowing that Moses is handing things off, but it was almost like, I felt like it was a coronation going on.
Yeah.
You know, as Moses is like, okay, Joshua, here you go, you know, and then finally Moses is addressing the crowd and he's telling them to read the book of instruction every 7 years. And he also predicted that the Israelites will become so happy. And here's where things sort of take a turn for, you know, the worse. So happy and satisfied in this new land with all the blessings that God is promising them, that they will become complacent. And in that complacency, they will compromise and start looking elsewhere and forget all that God has done. And I kind of just left today with this sort of like, I was feeling so good, kind of like, ooh, things are going upward. And now all of a sudden, that complacency, that not being aware. He said, be aware, be strong and courageous, be aware. And there could possibly be a nosedive.
Yeah, possibly. We all know. You know, and I think one of these things that I got out of this verse is God wants us to be accountable for what we know. Like he's saying, do this, do this, do that. Don't do this. Like he's letting them know. And so Deuteronomy 29:29 really stood out to me because I've heard it before often. It says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of the law. And I think I've even heard like sermons like, pray for the secret things of God. Like it's not enough of everything he's already told us, that there's other stuff that we don't know. Well, I started looking into this because that context doesn't really fit into what we've been reading with all these blessings and cursings. So then I looked it up. That was NIV, which was the secret things belong to the Lord our God. So Deuteronomy 29:29 in the New Living Translation is more understandable to us today. And it says, the Lord our God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all the things he has revealed to us. so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions. Mm-hmm. Like, he's told us enough. Like, we don't need to know anymore. Mm-hmm. He's told us a lot, and we are accountable to these things. Also, a few verses above that, they're talking about idolatry. And so it's even like, when I was looking at the Hebrew, like a Hebrew scholar's commentary, it was saying, you know, they went off and worshiped other gods and bowed down to them, gods that they did not know. And when you keep these verses in context, the secret things can be acts of hidden betrayal from the eyes of others, mm-hmm. but visible to God. So he alone can give us punishment for our offenses, and he does. And he tells them also that they will go into exile. So those secret things, it's not like God has all these secrets he's keeping from us. It's like God knows kind of what you're doing in secret, because mm-hmm. it's all about, this chapter is all about idolatry, and he's given us enough to worry about. Like, we don't need to figure out if there's more, figure out the secrets of God, because he's like, do this, do that, do this, do that. He's telling us if there's something he wants us to know, he will tell us about it. He also says these commands are not too difficult for you. And you brought this up, Michelle. Today, I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Mm. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants would live. Oh, that they would choose life. He just wants them to make a good choice and choose life.
Choose life. You know, I'm struck again. I was just looking through my notes as I was following along with you, and I was seeing fear the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's choosing life. Like we talked about yesterday, it's two sides of the coin. We need to choose to fear God, to love him, to honor him, to tremble in his sight. And we need to choose that, because if we choose the other, we already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And so they're getting ready to head off across the Jordan, and God's telling them to be strong, be courageous, and choose life. Just choose life. Make good choices, people. Make good choices.
Make good choices. Well, we need to take a break. We need to choose to take a break. Maybe get some more coffee. I don't know. Something. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. We have the word of the day. It's next. Stay tuned. Okay, so the word of the day is watchful, and it comes from the beginning where Moses is, beginning of our time today, where Moses is talking about be aware, be mm-hmm. watchful. And being watchful, it means being carefully observant or attentive. And while the word watchful might not appear in these specific verses, the concepts of being careful and paying attention and following God's ways, they're really emphasized in Deuteronomy 21 through 31. You know, when we are watchful, I guess I'm kind of thinking of like a military lineup. You know, they are trained to react. They're trained to know danger. They're trained to be on heightened alert. And they'll know when something or someone is penetrating that line, and they'll know how to handle that threat. Well, God is training his people to be warriors for him. He's training his people to be a nation on display. And we know several times it's said throughout the last couple of books, they are being watched. They are being watched by the Moabites. They are being watched by the Egyptians. And they are learning how they need to also be watchful. And Deuteronomy 29:19 says, those who hear the warning of this curse should not congregate themselves thinking, I am safe. And of course, I know I'm lifting that just a little bit out of context, but we also see that when the Israelites are feeling safe and they are forgetting God, they are forgetting the ways of God, they are forgetting being vigilant and how to be watchful. And so he is teaching us how to learn how to be watchful. And that's what we're doing when we're reading the Word of God. That's what we are doing when we are taking his things in. We are seeing things. We're talking about things. We're learning how to shore up the things of our heart. We're learning what is most important to God, and we're putting that into place in our own lives. And we're also learning especially through the cursings, what needs to be cast aside and how vigilant we need to be, watchful for those attacks.
Yeah, I love that word watchful so much, because we have to pay attention. And going back to that secret things verse in Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, "The Lord our God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all that he has revealed to us, that we may obey all the terms of these instructions." So back to a couple 10 verses earlier in Deuteronomy 29:19, it says, "Those who hear the warnings of this curse should not congratulate themselves and think, 'I am safe, even though I am following the desires of my own stubborn heart. This would lead to utter ruin.'" So they're like, "I'm safe. God can't see this. It's in secret. No one can see this." But hidden does not mean safe. So if you're doing something that you know you shouldn't be and you think no one else knows, it doesn't mean you're safe. It will never mean that you're safe. And these passages talk about God's anger and jealousy pouring out. He's like, "I am a jealous God." He does not want you to be doing things, even if you think that you're doing them in secret. And I love that word again, watchful, that God is watchful. And those closest to us are too. So we think they may be secret. But people are often more aware than we think, especially in our children. So our kids, yeah, pick up our mannerisms, our attitudes, and our sins. They are watchful. They are careful and observant and attentive. And going back to that, you know, we are not accountable for them, but we and our children are accountable forever for all that he has revealed to us. Because if the kids are picking up the things that we're doing, our sins, then that curse continues on. It talks about cursing to multiple generations. It's because they're watchful. They're kind of seeing what we're doing and they're following. And if we're disobeying God, that is not what we want our kids or whoever is watchful, whoever is watching us, to be following.
Well, and it goes back to the very beginning where this is a covenant. This is a covenant between God, and the Israelites said yes to this covenant, but it also, it carries on to future generations. And it's because the parents are teaching the kids, the kids are watching to make sure. I mean, as you know, your kids are watching to make sure that you're following what you're teaching. And it just keeps, that's the cycle that just keeps going and going. And again, it's why a reason why we need to be watchful, because so many people are watching us, and ultimately God is watching us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Michelle, do you want to pray for us?
Yes, I would like that. Oh, Father in heaven, we just thank you that your word is full of instruction for us. We thank you, Father, that as we read your word, we come to know you more and we come to love you more. And just when we think we have learned everything, we know we have learned absolutely nothing, because you're teaching us so much as we've been in your study this year for the last 12 weeks. Oh, I have learned so much, and I know everybody who listening has learned so much. And Father, just as you have instructed the Israelites and basically us too, Father, help us to be watchful. Help us to be watchful in our lives for things that need to fall away, things that are distracting us and keeping us from seeing you. Father, help us to be watchful and vigilant with our time, with our resources, with our relationships, and most importantly, in our relationship with you. We thank you, Father, for how you love us, how you go before us, and we want to honor you with our life. Help us do just that. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Well, we are sending you off with some daily encouragement to get into the Word and be the hands and feet of Jesus. Again, if you don't have the one-year chronological Bible, links to that are in our show notes, and you can find it in the Kindle format. Also in the show notes is a monthly and yearly schedule of the Bible reading plan that we are following. Tomorrow's reading is Deuteronomy 31, verse 30, Deuteronomy 32, and then woohoo, we get to read a psalm, Psalm 90. Hey, I want to take just a second here to thank the team at Life Audio. You wouldn't be listening to the Daily Bible Podcast without their partnership. Go to lifeaudio.com and you're going to find other great podcasts to encourage you in your walk with God.